We're going to do one last podcast about the road from home as I make dinner. And I'm actually using the cast iron pan that I was using on the road. I've kind of developed a little bit of an affinity for it, and I'm going to pan fry some steaks and put one away, actually, which I do every time, and some spinach, which is what I've been eating on the road. And we're going to talk about some observations on the most recent road trip, 7 or 8 states across the Mid-South and the Midwest. And we're going to do that in podcast 845, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Well, obviously, there are a lot of people to thank. And number one, I have to thank a lot of the people who've donated. I'm going to do that shortly. But I should say, number one, I'm going to actually thank the sponsors of the Bob Davis Podcasts, Ryan Plumbing and Heating, and of course, ReliaFund. And I'll tell you more about ReliaFund later on in the podcast. Well, it's getting hot. Now, I never turn on my AC. I don't like AC in general. I never turn it on. In fact, I've gone at least 2 summers without ever turning it on once. And as you know, in Minnesota, we have temperature extremes. So it can be, you know, 30 or 40 below or more in the winter, and in the summer, 95 to 100 occasionally. And of course, people in Minnesota don't take too well to that kind of heat. So if you haven't already turned on your air conditioning, you probably will over the 4th of July weekend. And if you do have problems with AC, you want to call Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, whether it's home or business problems, because when it comes to keeping all these systems operating, they are so technical these days, whether it is single flush toilets that are highly efficient, or whether it is plumbing or heating problems, obviously air conditioning problems. This time of the year, everybody wants reliable service, and that means Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. You call 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, you call 612-927-6488. They are online at ryanplumbing.com. Everybody knows they go back 4 generations in Frogtown in St. Paul. They've been there for 4 generations, and they are still right there on University Avenue, Ryan Plumbing and Heating. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. If you own property, you own rental properties, I'm sure you think you can fix just about anything. You need to check the rules and regulations, because in some of these municipalities, you actually can't work on the plumbing unless you have a plumbing license. And then, of course, there's this whole thing about whether or not you're going to be able to do it. That's why you call Ryan, because they can do it. They have, you know, standards and, of course, quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems. Because when it comes to keeping all these systems running right, you need somebody that understands all of the technology. Once again, check them out online at ryanplumbing.com. And thanks, Greg Ryan, for sponsoring the travel podcasts at the Bob Davis Podcasts.com. Now, I'm going to say this at the beginning of the podcast. Usually I do it at the end, but I think it's a good idea to do it at the beginning so people know. You can get the Bob Davis Podcast at Spotify, which is rapidly becoming a competitor to Apple's iTunes. They're still on Apple at iTunes, the granddaddy, but Spotify works great with Android devices. I talk about Stitcher.com for Android. My experience has been that Spotify is really seamless when it comes to Android devices, which can be problematic. Stitcher, here's the thing with Stitcher. They want you to insert spots, or they just insert them in your podcast, and sometimes it doesn't come back. And I don't know whether they load from my feed or whether they load from their servers, but Stitcher is a little hiccupy, so a fair warning. Also, you can get it at TuneIn. TuneIn or TunedIn works with Alexa. Google Play Music works with the Google device if you're using a voice device. And I do appreciate the likes, but especially the shares on Facebook. When you see me post a podcast notification with a picture and a whole explanation of what the podcast is about, that means that that's the one that you want to share off into your network. And that's true in LinkedIn as well. I'm starting to get a lot of interest from LinkedIn. LinkedIn is actually becoming quite an interesting competitor in a lot of ways to Facebook. And I usually will actually change the, let me get the stakes. I'll actually have a whole different introduction on LinkedIn, because LinkedIn people are more interested in motivative things and business than I do on Facebook. Anyway, I appreciate the shares, appreciate the retweets on Twitter, and of course, thanks for your donations at thebobdavispodcast.com. To wit, I got the paper here, so now I got my hands full. But there are a number of people that I want to thank who have been instrumental on this trip. And this is the people who have been contributing to the Bob Davis podcasts. Got a little coffee left here. I'm going to have to make some more. But the people who have been contributing to the Bob Davis podcast through the donate window at thebobdavispodcast.com, you look for the picture of Mobile Podcast Command. And let me close the sliding door. And you look for the big yellow donate oval, and you can make a donation. It's not tax deductible, but these donations from these folks, and I hope I get all of you, definitely made the difference on this trip. And as you'll hear, even the $5 ones, you know, every cent adds up. So I have a number of people I want to thank. I am making dinner here, so it's a little crazy because I got this list, but turn the light on so I can see what I'm doing here. So the first person I think I'm going to go towards the end of this list and work my way back up, because I think it's probably, you know, if I go back to June 2nd, that's a pretty good list. I'm going to go back a little further because I was asking people for contributions before that. So I'm going to go back to I'm going to include Wayne Nelson, because Wayne contributes all the time, and I really, really appreciate it. Wayne Nelson, $25 at one point, and then later on another $25. Sue Salomon, $25, and Sue is great on Facebook. That goes back to April. So let's start with June. Ed Nass, $40. Huge. June 10th, Randy Walker, $25. Jason Feipel, I hope I have your name right, Jason, June 10th, $40. And this was by now I'm on my trip. Sue, again, another $25. Thank you so much. June 12th, Wayne Nelson, again, another $25. Parts by Nate, and I don't know what Parts by Nate is, but Nate, I know who you are, and Nate's been listening in a long time. Really appreciate his input and his donation for $20. Jack Kelly, and I don't know Jack, so I don't know Jack, but I don't know Jack Kelly, but Jack, thank you very much for your $25 on June 15th. June 18th, I'm gonna include this. By the way, if you ever want to know if Blog Talk Radio makes podcasters rich, I earned a whopping $4.98 from Blog Talk Radio. And so I don't know where I was on June 19th or 18th, probably on my way back somewhere in Tennessee, and I had to laugh when I saw that. Got to thank my friend Dave Forbes for, you know, and Dave is the proprietor of Brush Studio, who's been a client of the Bob Davis podcast. They've advertised with us many, many times. And Dave sent me $50. Really, really appreciated that. Wayne Hittermeister, who has contributed before, June 21st, $40. And I mentioned Ben Harris from Sharp Creative. Ben is, let me tell you, first of all, I'm going to do a commercial for Sharp Creative. Sharp Creative helps companies brand, and they are phenomenal. The people who have used them have raved about them. They really they take you through this entire process, where as an ad agency, they don't just go, here's an idea. They take you through this entire process of discussing your business in depth before they help you rebrand, and then they create all of the things that you need for branding, whether it's stationery and art and graphics and things of that nature. And Ben Harris, of course, is one of the partners at Sharp, and I really appreciated the $50 from Ben. Larry Aller, I don't know Larry, don't know anything about Larry, and he sent me $50. And again, this is just on June 30th, and then today, at the time I'm recording this podcast, July 1st or 2nd, Bill Johnson sent me $100, and I was blown away. Really, really appreciate that. So people make contributions from time to time to the podcasts, and they are always appreciated. By the way, I'm making dinner, so if I'm a little confused, that's part of what's going on here. I'm making, getting ready to make this steak and putting everything together, and right now I'm making some coffee. Really appreciate everybody making these contributions. I call them contributions or donations. They are not tax deductible. I may actually try to figure out a way to make that happen. But for the time being, onions are so good. Those green onions. Love them. For the time being, and perhaps in perpetuity, they are not tax deductible. So I apologize for that. But I got to tell you, these contributions got me through the trip. And I don't mean that lightly. You know, I had to pay out of my pocket for the service calls and the alternator. And I do want to thank Bill from Hab Towing in Ames, as I did in the previous podcast, because he really saved my life. You know, he came up with a solution. And once I get everything recouped from insurance and the company that was supposed to be helping me and told Bill to bring the wrong tow truck, which he emphatically told me, once I get everything refunded, it really will not be unreasonable in terms of an alternator. Alternator is not that expensive of a thing, especially on my vehicle. There are two alternators. One of them is down well below the first alternator. So if you have to replace the second alternator, then you have to take the first one out. And so that can add to the labor because they have to take one out. Then they take the other one out and replace it. And then there's a cap over the capstan, whatever, that turns the belt. And it's a huge thing because a lot of times mechanics will drop that belt and then it takes a long time to get it back in, that serpentine belt that runs all of that. This vehicle has two alternators. Thankfully, the alternator that went bad was the one on top. So, and we didn't know if it was the one on top. It looked like it was the one on top, but it was hard to tell. So, awesome. And thank you again, Bill from Hab Towing, for just helping me. You know, this is a guy that just solved the problem. He figured out what he needed to do to solve the problem. And of course, I had to pay, you know, two service calls and everything else, but it still was cheaper than being towed. So it isn't the end of the world, but contributions made a huge difference. Just like you can see, if two or three people contributed $40, well, that's a full tank of gas. That gets me through a state. So you'll be hearing that a lot more. Now, in the second half of this podcast, I'm going to talk about why I did this, because I think it's important both for clients, prospective clients, and people who listen to the podcasts who may someday be clients, and people who care about why podcasters do things. I'm going to talk about that in the second half of this podcast. Okay, I mentioned ReliaFund, and ReliaFund is my payment processor. They are, I have two payment processors. Obviously, I have PayPal because it's the easiest way to get people processed through to make contributions. But I have ReliaFund for clients to pay by check. So I have a little ReliaFund button, which is kind of disguised. It's kind of hidden. Clients know it's there, but it's a ReliaFund button on my front page, and it allows people to pay me with a check. So a lot of times clients want to pay with a check, and what do? If you have, PayPal doesn't take checks as far as I know. So if you're using PayPal or you're using some other payment processor, that can be a problem, and taking checks can be an issue. They can set you up with whatever kind of payment processing you need. But here's the thing about ReliaFund. So first of all, they have been part of the payment processing revolution in this country since the beginning, 20 years ago. And so they know this business through and through, and what they do is integrate solutions to work with you and work with your back office. So you obviously have accounting systems, especially if it's a mature business. You have a way that you do accounting. They can integrate all the way down the line through all of that. And so if you have developers working on your e-commerce site, if you have developers redeveloping or constantly working on your back office systems, for example, QuickBooks, they can integrate very easily with QuickBooks, but they can also develop custom solutions and work with you. And I really recommend and refer ReliaFund, because when you call them, you will talk to a human being. I had a thing that happened today, which I'm not going to talk about, but I decided I was going to complain. And this is a big company that I'm complaining about. I'm not going to name it. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to call the CEO in the chairman's office. Now, this is the thing that's interesting. I thought, well, I'll just call the chairman's office and I'll tell them. I'm not going to keep telling these operators that you call to get customer service what I'm upset about, because they don't care. So I set about trying to find the number to the CEO and chairman's office. This is a blue chip company. couldn't figure out how to even reach the office. Even when I called the building that the company is headquartered in Dallas, could not get the CEO on the phone. Couldn't even get the executive secretary or executive assistants for the CEO on the phone. And that was my intention. I didn't even want to talk to the guy. I wanted to talk to the executive assistants and just say, look, I need you to know that this is going on and it's really not a good thing. And I want the chairman to be aware of it. Couldn't even get a hold of the guy. Had to leave, you know, I ended up having to write a letter and send a letter to a P.O. box and send a letter to the company headquarters in Dallas, and I doubt that he'll ever see it. But anyway, my point here is when you call ReliaFund, you are going to talk to the CEO. You are going to talk to the sales managers. You are going to talk to actual real people who are working on the project. That's Kevin Hill or Greg Lowry. No long-term contracts. Obviously, they're secure. They've been doing this a long time, and they are technology-focused. Kevin tells me things about websites and security and all kinds of stuff that I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, let me show you how that works. It's amazing. 866-243-5040. That's 866-243-5040. If you go to the BobDavisPodcast.com and click on the banner that says ReliaFund on the page, there's a bunch of banners there that rotate. If you click on the right arrow or the left arrow, eventually the ReliaFund banner will come up. And you click on that, and that is their contact page, which you should also find at ReliaFund.com. That's how I found them. And you can explain what your problem is. And again, when you talk to them, you'll talk to a human being. Kevin Hill called me after I went onto their contact page. It's pretty cool. So check them out online at ReliaFund.com, ReliaFund.com. And thank you guys so much for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast, particularly these travel podcasts. Well, I'm almost ready to serve here. So, in just a couple seconds, this thing should be up and out of here. But let me see if I can collect my thoughts. Got some new coffee brewing. And talk about why I did this, because I think this is really, really important. So there's a new statistic which I just read about. So there are roughly 500,000 podcasts. When they did this report, there were 500,000 podcasts. Now there are something like 750,000 podcasts. Everywhere I turn, I see these business coaches on LinkedIn and other places advising companies, you should do a podcast. And usually the reason is, if you do a podcast, you can tell people about your company and you can put it on your website and it's additional content. And we all know how important content is, right? Content's really important to improve your search performance, because if it's, you know, what we call organic content, in that it's not written for sales purposes, it's not paid content, it's organic content, whether it's a story or it is information that is resident on your website, it improves your search results. Just about everybody knows that. And when you go out and talk to people about podcasts, they say, well, you know, there's so many podcasts, I don't know what to do. And, you know, I want to do my own podcast. How do I do that? And I tell them, don't do it, because you're basically spitting into the wind. Well, here's a great statistic. And this is why I did these travel podcasts. Part of the reason I did these travel podcasts, and part of the reason why I want to do more of these travel podcasts. So of those 750,000 podcasts, how many do you think actually post a podcast more than once a month, or even once a month? So the bar is once a month, right? Only about, and when I say about, only about 100,000 podcasts post once a month. So when you deal with the podcasters who's posting every day, or two or three or four times a week, and depending on how much business I have, I post. I could do a podcast. I could do two podcasts a day, right? For me, the easiest thing to do is two or three a week or four a week. That's plenty of podcasts, because you don't want people to not get caught up. But one of the things that's going on is, just like in blogging, if you don't post frequently, then people forget about you, because it's a sea of content, and they will soak up as much content as you can put up. But if you don't post frequently, well, then guess what? It ends up not being viable. And what I'm saying is, and what I've said for a long time, now I'm outside in the deck. The coffee is brewed, so let me get my cup, my yoga cup. and head back out here. It is so nice out here. Finally sunny. It rained like hell last night, and it's just beautiful out here. So with so many podcasts basically existing but not posting, adding a podcast to that sea of podcasts doesn't help a small business. What helps a small business or a medium-sized business or even a large business is being associated with podcasts that are viable because they're posting more than once a week or twice a week or three times a week or every day. And what that does is provide an advertising platform. So what I do is I make my audience available to you. And what you want to be doing is you want to be sponsoring a podcast or podcasts so that you can reach, people just like you reach people on radio. Here's another little missive. Did you know that as much as 50% of radio listening is actually podcasts that are imprinted so that people with meters, Nielsen meters, show up as listening? The thing is, if you listen to a radio podcast 2 or 3 days after the show airs, it won't count in the metering. So podcasting is rapidly overtaking radio. So when people say radio reaches 93% of the people in one day, 93% of the people listen to the radio at least once in a day, well, that's about 54%, because 50% of that 93 is actually listening to podcasts. So podcasting as a platform is really valuable for advertisers. And that's one of the reasons I took this trip was, I've talked to people about getting funding to be able to go to the border. The Mobile Podcast Command is a big fuel guzzling ambulance. It's a complex system. It's 20 years old, and it's great. It works great. It is great, and it works great. The steak's almost done here. The steak is done. I'm gonna put the steak out here pretty soon, but and then I'm gonna sit down and eat. So I'm gonna have to go. But I needed a shakedown cruise to get ready for this border trip, and it's a good thing I did, because I would rather have the alternator go out in Iowa then go out on the border in South Texas or West Texas or New Mexico or Arizona than have it go out in Iowa. It was much easier to get help, and much easier to get help I could depend on in Iowa versus the border someplace. The border right now is dangerous. There are rumors of Ebola on the border, which I haven't done a podcast about because I don't want to fearmonger. There are other things going on the border, which I've heard from many people, which make it a dangerous thing. Part of it is, it has been said, I have to check it out, but it's been said that the cartels control both the towns on the American side of the border as well as the towns on the Mexican side of the border. So I want to make sure I had a shakedown cruise to make sure everything is good before I decided to go to the border. Finally, and then this will be it because I want to eat my steak. The situation that we are dealing with in this country is that we have nothing but advocacy media. In fact, I would call it partisan advocacy media. I can't tell you how many people have said to me, ABC, and it's wrong. And I don't mean ABC networks. I mean, they will say something like paragraph A, paragraph B, paragraph C, and it's wrong. And where'd you hear that? Well, I was listening to Mark Levin, or I was listening to, Glenn Beck, or I was listening to this guy or that guy. And what you're dealing with is you're dealing with a very biased media and people who are attempting to convince you of their point of view. They're not giving you information that allows you to think. And that's what's so great about these Rode podcasts. I didn't expect to find any earth-shattering conclusions in these Rode podcasts. I think I said in one of the podcasts that one of the things about traveling is that over time, you sort of layer in observations, and you actually forget where you were most of the time when you had some realization. But I think the first thing that happened when I was traveling before, in 2015 and 2016 to cover these political events in Iowa and everything else, is that I really was blown away at how big these states are and how different all of them are. Tennessee is completely different from Virginia. Kentucky is different from Tennessee.
You know, Arkansas is different from Tennessee, Indiana is different from Illinois, and on it goes. They are all unique, and they are all unique, and by the way, sovereign states, even though we have a federal system. So the federal and the state governments share sovereignty. I continue to believe that there is a story out here that the media is missing. Nobody else is doing what I'm doing. Nobody else is traveling with a perspective of covering ground and reporting on what they see, whether I go to the border or whether I do an 8-state tour of the Mid-South and Midwest. Nobody else is doing it because they are sitting in offices in New York or they are telling you what to think because they think they know. And I can tell you, if I've learned one thing doing this, and one thing only, it is the unpredictable nature of what you think you're going to get when something happens, or when you start talking to people, or when you spend time walking through a Walmart, or anything else that happens in middle America, whether it is small towns or large towns like Nashville versus, you know, Johnsonville, Tennessee. It is fascinating how often people who are major, you know, news organizations and everything else get it wrong in their headlong rush to tell you what to think. And those are the reporters. When it comes to commentators, it's even worse. I don't trust any of these guys who have become famous commentating. And I'm one of them. I mean, I'm not saying I'm Mark Levin or anything, or any of those guys who have built up huge businesses or get contributions from people like the Mercers. But I'm saying one of the things that I have learned is for me to tell you what to think is stupid, because you're going to think what you're going to think regardless of what I say. Nobody has gone and found, that I know of, in what I do, nobody has gone out and found farmers who haven't stepped up and asked to be interviewed. Two guys who, you know, no one would even know about it were it not for the fact that I knew Mark Hazelhoon's daughter and met her at a political thing in Iowa. And she said, you know, I called her on a whim and said, hey, I want to interview your dad. I didn't know anything about her dad, but that interview was great because it's a slice of life, because it gives you an idea of what real people in Iowa, at least in that particular area, and those farmers actually think about what's going on. And I don't know what I'm going to find with the border. And I do want to go to the border, and I'm planning on going to the border around September. But the border trip is going to go, we're going to go from Brownsville to San Diego, if I can. That's a mega trip. Like, probably will probably be, in terms of mileage, one of the biggest trips I've taken, and I'm going to need help to do that. But again, what I'm doing, I don't think anybody else is doing. I think a lot of people either sitting around guffawing about funny things that they think are funny, trying to be entertaining. But when it comes to getting out and actually seeing what's going on in this country, there's van life people, and there are schoolie people, people driving around in converted school buses, but they're going to state parks, and they're into skiing and camping and stuff like that, and good for them. I'm not putting them down. But there aren't any people who are really analysts and trained as analysts and understand, and because of what I did before I did podcasting, understand what is going on. There's not too many of them doing this, and I think it needs to be done. And this is why I did the podcast about independent voices, and this is why I travel. And believe me, I'm not getting rich doing it. It's a sacrifice, and I think you heard that in the last podcast and at different times. Driving 12 hours a day, cooking your dinner in a Walmart parking lot, and being on the side of the road with a broken alternator, or, you know, having to pull over to a Walmart parking lot because you can't see your hand in front of your face in Missouri at 1 o'clock in the morning, is not a vacation. And then having to stop and start working on a podcast, as well as all the other business stuff. That's not a vacation. This is done because I have a very strong commitment to content that is unique and truly organic content. And again, just one last pitch for people in business being associated with a podcast and a website and a blog like mine that has all of this organic content, very little of it sold content. In fact, none of it sold. I don't sell interviews. I don't sell blog posts. You know, I will do a blog post for a client, but it's not part of what I do as podcasts. That kind of organic content is very highly valued by Google and other search engines. So it helps your small business to be on a platform that is dedicated to this kind of organic content and unique content. So, you know, from here it's on to the border, hopefully at some point later on this summer and early fall, and we will talk about it. Once again, I got to thank Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcasts, and especially these travel podcasts. I love them so much. The travel podcasts are great. If you have plumbing or heating problems, you want reliable service, check Ryan Plumbing out online at ryanplumbing.com and give them a good review. To reach those guys in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Quality replacement and repair of all plumbing and heating and air conditioning systems, residential and business, Ryan Plumbing and Heating. Now, one more thing. The air show is coming up at EAA, and I know there's a lot of pilots going to EAA. If you are a pilot and you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings, Alpha Systems makes the revolutionary angle of attack indicator. And the bottom line is Alpha Systems saves lives because it gives you a visual indicator of the lift your wing is producing when you make those final turns or when you're climbing out and you're making a turn. It's really, 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 really important to know specifically how much lift your wing is producing. This is the chief reason people get killed in civil aviation, because they think they know how much lift the wing is producing, and sometimes they are wrong. And of course, you only have to be wrong once. Click on the Alpha Systems banner at the top of the page at bobdavispodcast.com for more info about the Alpha Revolutionary Angle of Attack Indicator at the bobdavispodcast.com. They will be at the air show in Building 3 or C. I can't remember how they classify that, but I'm going to tell you, Mark Korn, who is the president of Alpha, will be six deep with pilots very interested in seeing it. And I'll tell you, one pilot who was very interested in it, who had that kind of a problem, was Harrison Ford. And he showed up at the Alpha booth not too long ago to listen to Mark explain what it does and how it works. Alpha Systems. And thanks, you guys, for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcast digitally and sticking with me all these years. All right. Thanks for listening to podcast 845, the Bob Davis podcasts.